Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. On the phone with me now from Washington, D.C., Derek Wallbank, who is the Washington correspondent for the Minnesota Post, formerly here in Michigan at the Lansing State Journal, so we still have that connection going on. Good evening, Derek. How are you?
I'm doing great, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Well, you wrote an article this week that piqued my interest and curiosity. First of all, I always love to talk to you, but it's talking about the whole federal spending and budget in Washington, D.C. Certainly the budgets in the states surrounding us, and including Michigan, have been on people's minds, but boy, there's a lot going on in Washington as well. The gist of the article that you wrote the other day and kind of some interesting tactics going on in Washington with the budget right now. Why don't you start off with what's happening this week?
Okay, well, what happened this week is that the House and Senate and the President agreed to a two-week extension of the federal budget. It was all supposed to run out today, actually, and they agreed to take it over for two more weeks. And they're in discussions about a possible deal that could keep the government open through the end of September, which is the end of the fiscal year, but those haven't reached agreement, and so people are looking at what's going to happen if and when they don't reach an agreement in 2 weeks' time. Are we going to have another continuing resolution, is what it's called, or are we going to have a deal? That's what we're looking at, and so that's what the vote was earlier this week.
So they're looking at just keep. The thought is that we could just keep extending by 2 weeks and extending by 2 weeks if we don't get somewhere.
You know, we could. It's not being talked about right now, but there are members. I talk to people who are very liberal Democrats and very conservative Republicans and people in the middle earlier this week who all admitted to me that they're getting ready for just continuing without actually a budget. We could actually, it is a very real possibility that's not being talked about much, but it's a very real possibility that the federal government will have gone through its entire fiscal 2011 year without an actual fiscal 2011 budget.
Now, how is that possible with, you know, laws and regulations and constitutional issues? How is that possible?
Well, because quite technically what they're doing is they're passing little two-week and month-long budgets. And the bills, if you take a look at the writing of the bill, it basically says we will allocate money according to the formulas established in the following budget, in this case it's fiscal 2010, subject to the following modifications for the following number of times. They're passing mini budgets to try and make up the difference, but it continues spending that was agreed on in 2010. And so what's happening, Cheryl, is you'll get things like the NASA Constellation project, the Mars trip that the president doesn't want to fund anymore and that lawmakers in Congress have agreed to not fund separately, but that's continuing to get funded. We are actually paying for a rocket that we're never going to use because we're continuing the fiscal 2010 budget rather than having the 2011 budget where that program's gone. So there's a little bit of waste that's going on in there just because these things can't get agreed.
Now, there's an issue. You and I had a couple minutes to talk before we're speaking now. There's an interesting, how should we talk about it, a difference of opinion in the way things are happening with moving forward on passing the budget. And I'm grasping here. Help me out, Derek.
Okay. It's a little bit of a complicated procedure, but let me see if I can explain it.
You explained it to
there
me. I'm just not. There you go.
There are a group of very conservative Tea Party-affiliated lawmakers, including Michelle Bachmann and Justin Amash from West Michigan, who voted against the continuing resolution. And they did it because it did not remove funding for the health reform law. In the health reform law, there were billions and billions of dollars actually set aside in there to implement the thing, so that it would, you know, get going and it wouldn't have to rely on future Congresses for much money. Well, they want to take that money away. And what they're saying is we're not going to vote on any budgets that have that money. Now, the trick is, and this is where it gets a little bit complicated, Republicans have already passed their own budget through the House that gets rid of a lot of that money, okay? But that budget, everyone knew, was dead on arrival. So they sort of passed a bill that everyone knew wasn't going anywhere. When it comes time to insisting on money and insisting on cuts, they haven't insisted on it. So what's happened is they voted through a bill that's going nowhere that cuts the health reform law, or that cuts the funding for the health reform law, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in the spending bill that's actually coming, the health reform law implementation money is sailing on ahead unchallenged. And that seems like it's starting to develop into a little point of conflict among Republicans up here, and it seems like there may in fact be some tensions on this down the road. It's all going to be a question of what I think about what voters and what private citizens actually want their lawmakers to do. Is it okay to just go up to Washington and register an objection? Or did you elect people to go up and actually take down the bill? And furthermore, are you okay with shutting down the operations of the federal government and everything that goes along with that? Are you okay with shutting it all down if it means trying to stop the health reform law? Because that's what it would take. If the Republicans actually hold out on this, the federal government will shut down operations. It absolutely will. There is no room for compromise on that point. And it's going to be interesting to see whether the Tea Party-led Republicans, like Bachman, like Amash, can go force the issue.
You've been in Washington. You're politically astute. What do you see happening? What do you see as the most likely thing? Or can you not predict this one because you haven't seen this one before?
Well, I'll tell you, Cheryl, we haven't seen this one before very recently. There was a government shutdown in the mid-1990s, very brief, that Republicans took a lot of heat for. I think there's going to have to be a decision in the Republican House of how hard they actually really want to fight this. And is there something that the White House and Senate Democrats could give them that would make it okay to bend on this? The key thing that everyone ought to be watching is the Senate, because there are not 60 votes to cut off a filibuster and end the health reform law. There just aren't. There aren't even close to it. And there aren't really 60 votes to continue it either, because there's 53 Republicans and 47 Democrats, and nowhere there do you get to 60 on either side. So if there's going to be something happening, there has to be a compromise. And right now it's really hard to see where that compromise is, but it'll be really, really worth watching what's coming out of the Senate on this. That's where I think all eyes really need to turn.
And it sounds like you kind of gave us a hint that now is the time for citizens to be registering yes or no with their legislators in Washington, D.C. Let them know what you want them to do.
You know, and that's the thing, Cheryl. A lot of people will say, you know, well, I voted, I sent my message at the ballot box, whatever my message would be, and I voted for whomever I liked. Well, that's fine. But this is sort of an object lesson that exactly what happens partially in government partially depends on how active people are. You know, if people come out and say, hey, look, I support the health law, I support the health reform law, or you know what, I don't really want to see it overturned, it probably won't be. If there's a critical mass that comes out instead that says it absolutely has to be at any cost and damn the consequences, then it might be more likely that the issue would be forced. A lot of this is going to be dependent, really, on how frequently the phones ring in members' offices. And right now, they're not ringing.
Well, it's interesting. Derek, as always, I appreciate your taking a look at this for us and keeping us posted. Some interesting times we live in.
Very interesting.
Very good. Derek, thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Thank you so much. Derek Walbank, Washington correspondent for the Minnesota Post. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.